On the show today, we have MyTech's very own Mike Diamond talking about being a financial institution in an Amazon world. What's that like? We'll find out in our discussion. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking about being a financial institution in an Amazon world. Aren't we doing everything in the Amazon world, Mike?
It surely seems that way.
Yeah, no doubt. We are here with MyTech's Senior Vice President and General Manager, Mike Diamond. Mike, how are you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing awesome. Glad to be here, Mike.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I know you have a busy schedule, so I appreciate the time that you're taking out of your day to chat with us for a few minutes on a very timely topic, as we were talking before the recording, that Amazon is kind of affecting or impacting all of our lives in some way or another, but it's also impacting the financial services industry as well. So kind of the theme here is strategies for financial institutions to avoid disintermediation, differentiate their services, and remain relevant in a very digital world today. So, man, that's a mouthful.
Right, that's a lot.
So give us a quick summary on what we want to talk about. How do we cope in this Amazon world, especially being in the financial services?
Well, I think a couple things. Number one, your consumers and your customers are, this is the world they live in now. They want something, they get it immediately. They sign up for something, they get it on their doorstep in a day or two. They use their digital device. They don't go to an Amazon store in their neighborhood, probably. and so that's what they become used to. Signing up for Amazon isn't all that complicated and so forth. Now, having worked with financial institutions my whole career, I'm sympathetic to how people in the industry would respond to that. They're like, well, yeah, that's great. I mean, but I'm a highly regulated, you know, financial entity. Yeah. I've got a completely different business.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. However, if you keep telling yourself that, you miss the point of what people's experiences are in this digital world. Mm-hmm. And so my point in some of the writing and the presentations I've done around this has simply been, hey, people are used to this digital world, and financial institutions need to get there quickly. And there's just a few things that they need to focus upon. But I also, the second thing that I'll say about that is, I really don't think that we need to wring our hands and panic every time there's some blog post or a trade show presentation talking about how Amazon's going to eat the bank's lunch and all these sorts of things, or Facebook or Google or whoever it happens to be. I think some of that stuff makes for great copy.
Sure.
But I don't think is as true as people are led to believe.
Yeah, I think in this case, the regulations, is kind of ironic that regulations are our friend in this case, because none of those Googles, Apples, Amazons want to deal with the regulations that banks and credit unions have to deal with. So that's kind of keeping them at bay so far. Although I'm kind of likening it to them eating around the edge of the cookie without actually diving into the financial services arena. So what are a couple of takeaways from this talk? I mean, obviously this was a webinar, correct, that you guys initially did this?
Yeah, I did a webinar called Being a Bank in an Amazon World, and then I wrote a piece recently for UCSD on the kind of the same title. And in effect, the reality is that you talk about, you know, a cookie, or I'm sorry, whatever your metaphor was, eating around the edge of it, sort of a thing. I'll have another metaphor, which is a little bit of a leaky bucket problem.
Oh yeah,
which is deposits are still going into bank accounts as they always have, but what's happening is the deposits aren't staying there. They're leaking out the bottom, and they're going to a lot of different places now. They're going to stored value cards. You think about your Starbucks card, things of this nature, going over to the PayPal account, using Venmo for moving the money back and forth. There's any number of ways in which that money is not living in the bank anymore. And so some people have coined the term that banks are becoming like paycheck motels, you know, where money kind of checks in, right?
Yeah.
And credit unions, you know, money checks in, but it might only be there for a couple of days before it gets swept up, or some of it to your investment account, and so on and so forth. So there's all these ways for moving money real easily. And the concern for financial institutions ultimately is becoming the dumb pot of money, right? Just kind of that storage device. And so that's why we see a lot of things around Zelle and so forth, you know, organizations trying to maintain their primacy around payments and money movement and things of this nature. But one of the things that I talked about in the webinar in particular was the notion that people don't just get, consumers don't just get to this digital future on their own, that financial institutions have to be better at helping them get there.
No doubt.
And the example I use is when the airlines introduced kiosks in the airport for us to check in for our flights. Those kiosks were out there, but they weren't sitting out there by themselves. There were airline employees standing right next to them helping us. Now, to now this day and age, they still have people out there, but a lot less. Most of us know how to use them.
Right.
Most of us are checking with our phone, all these sorts of things. But the point is that consumers were guided on the journey. And airlines guided those consumers on the journey. And right now, what financial institutions are doing is they're kind of throwing their digital jersey out in the field saying, here's my app, and put it on your device and use it.
Right.
In the meantime, they don't have great linkage into their branch organization and getting their employees on board and incented and measured around, you know, digital evolution.
And so is that kind of like the one hurdle that's kind of holding it back right now, is that initial launch into the digital and helping their customers or members in this case?
Well, I think in terms of, first of all, I think we have to give financial institutions credit. I think that, and I think credit unions are actually done in some cases a better job than average banks have.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of moving into this digital future, it has a lot to do with what the membership tends to look like.
Yeah.
But really a lot of progress has been made. So before we talk about, you know, where the rough spots are, we have to acknowledge that a lot of progress has been made. A lot of people work very hard,
oh, indeed,
a good job. The apps are very good, you know, all that. But as you look forward, the bringing people through that process and also understanding the importance of inertia. So our company is known for digital identity verification, but also the remote deposit capture, the check deposit, mobile deposit. And so when you look at mobile deposit, really about, you know, 15-16% of all the checks that consumers get are deposited using a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are all branch and ATM, and that's not good.
That's me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, you and I, you know, we use mobile deposit all the time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really amazing how many people continue to take their checks to the financial institution and walk in the door. And there's really no reason for it. And part of that is because people are just used to doing it that way.
Yep.
And because the financial institutions aren't doing a good job of getting those people and motivating them to try it. Because once people try this, then they say, wow, this is, why did I even do it that
I
the
know.
Other way? I'm not going to go back, right?
You know, it's wonderful.
Once you've done it, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing, and then I'll turn it over to you here.
Sure.
The other interesting thing is customers who use the digital applications have a higher net promoter score. So they're happier customers. There used to be a perception that, well, you know, I mean, I want to give my customer white glove treatment. Customers are going to like it better if I give them a lot of personal attention.
Sure.
Turns out not true in this day and age. Maybe it used to be true. But now what's true is people are like, hey, I love my app. I use it more often. I touch the bank more often digitally. I'm happier with my credit union. It's awesome. And so one of the ironies is that pushing people to use more digital tools actually makes them happier and more loyal customers.
Almost a more hands-off approach. So
right.
Kind of empowering. Because, I mean, I'm the type of person, if I go to a grocery store or Home Depot or whatever, and if there's a self-serve checkout or whatever, I'm a beeline right for that because I'm just, I'm in and out. I'm quick. So that's kind of the same way I'm with my banking, because I'm on my credit union's app almost every day, just checking my account out, you know, transferring funds, et cetera, doing the remote deposit capture. So, I mean, my credit union's, you know, got me on the digital road pretty well. So I'm hoping that's a common case for, you know, most of the financial services industry. But it sounds like there may be a few folks out there still enjoying going through the drive-through or heading into the branch there and doing that. A lot of friction. There's a lot of friction still there.
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, so how can credit unions kind of, or even banks in this case as well, how can they up their game in this digital area? Because obviously, I mean, reducing friction is a big saying right now. Using chatbots, making the complex intuitive, that type of stuff. What are some things that they can do to kind of up their game in this area?
Well, one thing is to look at, I saw there was a, and I referenced it in my webinar, but there was a survey of financial institution, or excuse me, of consumers, and the consumers were asked, what are the elements of a financial institution that makes it most convenient for you? And for years and years and years, number one was always a branch closest to me. And just recently, just very recently, it dropped a third. like it's dropping like a rock. So
really?
People, yeah. So now people are talking about things in terms of, you know, the digital tools, you know, those capabilities and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so in terms of financial institutions, you have to acknowledge the world you're living in. We
right.
live in an Amazon world. We live in a world where people are like, I don't care if there's not an Amazon store. I bought something that a very basic household item the other day, and it showed up at the door like 2 days later from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was opening the box, pulling out, and it was like, you know, some coffee stuff. And my wife was like, but couldn't we just gotten that at Target? And I'm like, yeah, but it occurred to me when I'm sitting in the kitchen. So I just pulled my phone out, I hit that, and it's here in 2 days. Like
right.
Now I don't have to go to Target.
Right.
And so that's the world we're living in. The next thing is that you have to, you know, the way I describe it is you have to plant the flag. Like if you're at a financial institution, and only 15% of your check deposits are coming in through the mobile channel, I'll say that I think that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even say you should be ashamed. You know, that's actually like an empowering term. Like hang your head in shame for a second, say we should be better, and then plant the flag. What does a flag look like? We're going to be at 25% in 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be at 35% in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what the flag is. And then you rally the troops. There are a lot of financial institutions I visit, and I ask them the question, what percentage of your deposits come in through the mobile channel? And they actually don't know the answer. I mean, that's terrible.
Wow.
You should know your number.
What?
Yeah, you have to know your number. And it's like they haven't thought of it before. And I, to a certain extent, understand why. Like, you're busy with a million different things.
Sure.
You've got a lot of pressures. But as financial institutions look at moving their game forward, they have to get serious about
yeah.
metrics, and they've got to plant the flag, and they got to rally the whole organization. Everybody's got to be on the same team. You can't have the risk group saying, I don't want any more mobile deposits because they make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital group saying, I'm focused on something else in the next release, so I'm not going to put in an auto capture or whatever it happens
right.
to be. Everybody's got to be lined up and moving in the same direction.
Indeed, indeed. So why is this topic so important today for financial institutions? Is it because of the Amazons out there? Is it because of the Apples out there that are kind of nipping at our heels? Or why is it so important right now?
Well, I think it's really important because I think there's going to be a great sorting that's going to happen. And we're going to see banks that invest in their digital tools and think of digital beyond just a front end metaphor, but in terms of digital, in terms of their back office silos and breaking those up so people can communicate more effectively
mm-hmm.
around certain customer problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks that figure out how to do that and the credit unions, those folks are going to be the winners, the digital winners. And the others are going to be kind of, I think, banished into a low profitability sort of an environment. The other thing on the topic of Amazon and Google and Facebook and so on and so forth, a disturbingly high percentage, something on the order of about 25% of millennials in a recent survey
mm-hmm.
said, yeah, they consider moving all their, you know, their money over to Amazon if Amazon offered a bank account.
Wow.
And I'm not as worried about that because I think a lot of times, like if Amazon even did go out and offer a bank account, which I don't anticipate them doing anytime soon, but
yeah,
if they
yeah.
were, and then you went to those same people and you're like, all right, you know, send all your money over to Amazon. They're like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do that. So I'm not so worried about that as much, but this leaky bucket problem, more and more ways to farm your money out, use a personal financial manager like Mint or something like that
mm-hmm.
that can take a look at all your financial systems or accounts into one view.
Mm-hmm.
And that disintermediates the financial institution, right? Because they just become that dump pot of money
right.
behind a broader financial picture. And so those are things that have to be a real concern for financial institutions. And if you haven't developed your sea legs yet, if you haven't been able to get people to just pull the mobile device out of their pocket and take a picture of a check every time one comes past, if you can't even get them to do that,
mm-hmm.
then the likelihood that they're going to, like you talked about, chatbots, likely they're going to interface with some chatbot thing, some dream that you're having right now in your internal meetings is very, very remote.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you can execute with the tools you have today. And so that's kind of like one of my kind of like a little bit of cold water I'm splashing on Mr. Barry. I hope to just to kind of challenge people to kind of pick their game up.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, you give that comparison. I was just at a conference recently and I was talking to one of the presenters there who was talking about the latest in payments and stuff. And he was talking about his 18-year-old daughter who just got a job at a restaurant, and they had her fill out this direct deposit form. And she was like talking to her dad. She's like, what is this thing? She said, well, when you get paid a check, it'll just go directly into your bank account or your credit union account. And she was going, why can't it just go to my phone? Why can't it just
right,
go there
right.
and just keep it there? So, I mean, that's the
right.
mentality. That's the future. So, I mean, and
right.
you're talking about going digital, and that's where it is. So it's really interesting that mindset is taking place. So Interesting stuff. Interesting times. Anything else to add here, Mike, to kind of wrap up here? And where can we find out more information on this topic?
Yeah, I think I'm fascinated by it. It's there's a lot going on. A lot, you know, we could have 20 shows on this topic
and all the
different things that are going on. Yeah. But yeah, you can. Anybody who wants to reach out, they can reach me at mdiamond@mytechsystems.com. Okay. That's my my email address, and happy to connect with people. And also, just go to our website, mytechsystems.com. I think we have some of the information out there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And maybe we can get you a link. I don't know if you have a show notes or anything like that, but we can pop in for you guys.
Definitely. Yeah, I would love to get the link to that webinar that you gave, or at least some similar information. So that'd be good as well. Right on. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today, and look forward to chatting again soon. That'd be fun.
Same here. It was great. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome.